B'moed, Adol Drama Shebetzina Noeg. I showed you the Tosis in the Sechta Moed Cotton, at the Girsa. Ein Avelis B'Shabbos, Adol Drama Shebetzina. That was the Rambam's Girsa. The Rambam holds that there's no Avelis at all in Yontif whatsoever. Not B'tzina, not B'Fares, Zip. To understand very well, the Gemara's Masechta Moed Cotton, if you're Dalim and Beis, Osi, Esed, the Rambam, Esed, the Yochid, that the essay of Simchas Yontif knocks out Avelis, that works nicely if you knock out all the Avelis. Okay, so it's a clash. We mentioned on Thursday from Rav Soloveitchik's out, the clash is fundamentally belave. One knocks out the other completely. It's a knockout. But if you hold, like the Shitas HaRamban, that the Girsa we have in Shas Bavli, in our text, in the Ksubas of Dalet, that Avelis Shebetzina is noeg on Yontif, as we pass on the Halacha, Avelis Shebetzina is noeg, in fact, on Yontif. Why? Let's just say, Osi the essay the rabbim of Yontif, and it should knock out Avelis Shebetzina as well, for the same reason. Now, one answer is, we explained that length, I'm not going to be the Ramban all over again, although the tab is still here, but according to the Ramban, the Avelis, we're talking on the level of Doraisa, right? Pashup Shari, against Tosis. On the level of Doraisa, what is Avelis? Not all the 11 things that the Rambam has on day one are the rice going to the Rambam. Only what we called Idunin and Simcha, all those things are Shev Yal Tas. You're not to wash and not to anoint and not to go to parties and not to have Tashmish, not to put on tefillin and not to take a haircut and not to wash your clothes. Don't, right? All these Rambam Shebetzina, which apply in Yontif, are all we call Shev Al Tassim. Don't. So somebody, Nebuch has a Leviah, buries someone on Yontif. He passes in Osi Esed the Rabbim of Simchas Yontif and knocks out Esed the Yochid of Avelis. Okay? This fellow, Lemaisa, according to the Ramban, is in effect being Mekayim. All the halachas, practical halachas of Avelis, because Dvarim Shebetzina is noeg. We say, oh, see, I said the Rabbim, V'dochid, I said the Yochid, but the point of fact, the person, the individual is maintaining a Shev Al Tasa approach to all of these things. Yeah? Now, yeah? It's true. We spoke about taking off the shoes. Maybe with a kumbasei, shevel tasa. That's the Rabbanan. According to the Ramban, according to this understanding we had. No. So the question becomes, what is the tachiyah? What do you mean, also, yes, the rabbi, but the yachid, the yachid. But the essay, the practical aspects of Avelis are all, the derises are all don'ts, and yet, according to the Ramban, you have to keep the don'ts. So there's no tachiyah whatsoever. We asked the kasha before, why we should say that the Avelis Shebelev is soser to the Simchas Yomtev. And I was saying, when it comes to the Bepol Mamish, the person can keep all the laws of Avelis Doraisa on the first day of Avelis, he buries a relative on Yomtev proper, on Chalamayit, let's say, because he's doing nothing in passivity, right? Because Avelis Shebetzina is, was suggesting, is noeg. So there's no steer in practice. You have to say it's fallas. Yes, it's true that the Avelis Doraisa in practical terms is what we call Shev Yal Tasa according to the Ramban. But you have to have a Chiv of Simcha Belev, as my Rebbe said, the Chiv of Simcha Belev has to knock out the what we call the Chiv Avelis Shebelev. Now, the Ramban himself says something very similar, that lev is critical. And I'm going to have to try to find you the page number again over here. It's on the Maram HaKomos, but finding from the Maram HaKomos of Rabbi Shavel's addition to the Bar Ilan, as we've learned, is not a simple matter. So some of you maybe have to try to help me a little bit. Besimcha Ketzad. Now, I told you, I have Besimcha Ketzad in my edition, but in the edition over here, it doesn't tell you Besimcha Ketzad. Just gives you a long. Okay, this should be helpful a little bit. That someone's supposed to write me a list of I should list at the very beginning over here. It gives you the table of contents. So Shabbos was Yom Tov is page Reish Yutes. Okay? But the Avelus is goes, he also has it in one, goes from Kuf Samar Gimel to Reish Yutes. That's a lot of pages. So that's more than 50 pages. It's all one big thing. He subdivided it. It's one big thing. So we're looking for the Simcha case, which is Kuf Tzadi Zayin. We've got to work backwards from here. Okay? So you'll help me out a little bit?
Can we try searching for keywords?
Yeah, but why doesn't he want to go backwards? Ah, I realize it. I have to go to the Indian of what? I have to get out of here. I have to go to the Indian of Avelus. So your search won't help me yet. Maybe it'll help me later on, but I have to first get to the Torah Sa'odam, what we call Indian Avelus. So let's first find the Torah Sa'odam. Appreciate your help, but we're not up to that yet. Searching will help us once we get there. Torah Sa'odam, let's go. Okay, Avelus. So the first word is, I guess, there are a lot of words over here. And it's called Besimcha. Avalav to Besimcha called Shloshim Yom. You want to try to search for a particular word? Why don't you try to search the word Bichagecha?
Beis.
What?
It's Os Ayin Gimel.
It's Os Ayin Gimel here?
On the byline.
Oh, very good. Okay. While he's searching, I'll read it to you. Okay? Oh, you got it already? Wow, it's so fast. Wow. Experts in the field are here. They're Valdic. Okay? Whoa, did I pass this? Oh. Ain avelus b'malkom simcha. We'll get to the details later. We gotta go to a wedding if you're in avelus. Big shayla halacha lemaisa. We'll get to it later. But he quotes the Gemara: Avel ena noag avelusa b'regel dechsiv v'samach lebechagecha. The Alma, watch the words now. Yemei simcha lav yemei avelus lav yemei simcha. It's mamish what my Rebbe was saying. Not discussing a particular detail, this do or this don't. The day my Rebbe was praying Achal Hashem, you know, the day. It's a day of Avelus. It can't be a day of Simcha. It can't be both. Don't get into the details. The day is a contradictory. In other words, even though this fellow is Mekayim all the luck of Avelus but Paul Mamish, he's not going into a Simcha, not doing Idunim. Nonetheless, he has to have Misamech Belibo. It's a Yom Simcha, not a Yom Evel. That is a Tchiyah. So Pshat number one I'm suggesting is that my Rebbe said it's a Tchiyah Belev. And even though, in practical terms, you can keep everything Yom Tov as well as Avelus, because even though Drom Shabbatzin is no egg, nonetheless they're all Shev Al Tases, and there's no contradiction with Paul Mamish. Doesn't matter, it's belayed. That's teretz number one to explain, according to the Ramban, what the contradiction is and why one knocks off the other. Another possibility, Rabbosai, make another suggestion. It's true that Dvaram Shibitzin is knowing, according to Ramat, the Mefurash Gemara. Who said that that's Midoraisa? The Gemara says in Ksumas Avdal, according to Ark Print, Girsa Print, and every Shas Mav that we have. Ain't Avelis Pomoda, but Dvaram Shibitzin is knowing. That may be only a Din Dirabonon. Maybe, on Yom Tov, right? It's technically speaking, but on a level of Doraisa, a person can not only how should we say it? Observe. See, it's tricky. How to phrase it is tricky. He's not doing rechitza and sicha and tashmish and tichbosis and tisporis. That he's not doing. Oh, so you see, he's keeping the laws of Avelus. But we're suggesting, until now, that midoraisa, he's not allowed to go. Can't have a wedding. You can have a sheva brachas, right? He's not allowed to go in. Someone died on a regal. He's invited to a sheva brachas. He's not allowed to go in on the level of doraisa. Wow, that's what we had suggested until now. Now we're suggesting no. With the rise of drama shivat sina, we're suggesting now there's no avelus at all. Not ain't drama shivat sina no beregos, nothing. Zip. You can go to a sheva brachas. Osim and atorah b'chol, but it's doche the avelus yochid. Not only believe. But Paul mamish a level of deraisa. No. So what does it mean? Esed the rabbin. Look at this now. You may have a Rashi ksav yad. You have my version here. Rashi ksav yad. The real Rashi. The Rashi is not Rashi. The Rashi ksav yad is always what it printed on the side. Look what he says. Esed the rabbin doesn't mean, you know, I have my own private little simchala. No. Says Rashi, "V'samachta shekol Yisrael osin biyachad simchas yomtiv." Whoa, a whole different story. A whole different story. So Rashi Ksaviyat says, so when Ovel does that on the first day of Avelus, when he goes aliyah leregel, right? And he goes, you know, that's what used to be in the olden days, or he goes to a different makom simcha bizman hazeh. He's being docha the esim and atorah of avelus to yochid, and that's the takad of the indor. That's the contrast. But rabbanon, you may not do it. Okay, that's but rabbanon, because but rabbanon, they ask such things. They ask such things. So you just do nothing. Don't go in. The Ramban says. Oh. It's interesting, Rabbi Osai, and this is quoted over here on page Reish. Ches. Oh boy, Reish Ches. Let me see where Reish Ches is. It's all part of that biggie about whether avails is the rice of the Rabbanan before Shabbos is Yom Tovim. His subtext over here in this particular edition, there is none. This is the Ichi Akera Ketzat. Then he goes into the discussion of whether Avelus is the rice of the Rabbanan, which says Fahani Shivis Tamei Avelus. That's a question, the rice of the Rabbanan. That should be somewhere.
What
was it? Pay, maybe?
So it's
pay. You find your pay. So if you may remember, the Ramban has a whole bunch of kashas against the Gaonim, and he adds to each and every one of them later on. This is on page Reish Zayin and Ches, a whole bunch of kashas. Then he goes to some side, and then he goes later on, pages later, to defend the Gaonim. He defends them much later. He says, "Now I'll try to defend Achshav Nichoz L'Sayer Al Devei Gaonim." That's on page Reish Yud. But there's one kasha that he never answered. It's amazing. He answered every other kasha except for this one. Let me show you this kasha. One kasha. Watch this. He's going to try to prove it's the Rabbana. Let's take from here. Look. The French rabbis say that the Oraya of the Rambam was Essay the Rabbim, Essay the Yochid. No, the Rabbanan is also called an Essay. I think about Rosh Hashanah. Don't take the word Essay literally. No. He said like this. Il Molesh is a mitzvah shel Rabbim, is a mitzvah shel Yochid. If not for that fact. Like you can't climb a tree to get a shofar. That's the example he gives. That's all. That's it. If it wouldn't be for the Rabbim Yochid inequality, we'd say you have no right to have the mitzvah of Simchas Yom Tov. You have to take care of our mitzvah. The Rabbanon of Avelis is Tosus. Who am I thinking of Avelis for regal by Melocha, Nilas, Sandal, Vashel, Sholem, Vachol, Vashu, Sheva, Tasa? He would have told you, you can't do these things on Yontif. That's it. That's what would have happened. Teda, clutch this down. Shul, the Indian Aninus, Lo, Osiya, say this, Samach, the Mechagecha, Vadochi Aninus. Tosus is saying Araya, that's the only Rabbanon, because if it would be a Doraisa, in point of fact, the other does not override it. Wow, so he's implying that had Avelis been Doraisa, Yontif would not override it. Sure, the Divya Omran Yinus Laila, the Doraisa, it's one Mesugian, the Zvachim Sadi Tes, Onen, On, Eno, Tovil, Viochel, Pischol, or Erev, you don't eat the Korban Pesach the first night of Pesach, if someone died an Erev Pesach by day, Kaninus Laila is Doraisa. Let's say Osi Esei the Rabin Vidochi the Esei the Yochid. No, it's only because it's the Rabbanon. Had it been a Doraisa, it wouldn't work, as you see from a Furusha Gemara Pesachim in Zvachim. Omer Abai, Kan Shemes Lemes Kono Chatzos, Kan Mes Lemes Achatzos, Mes Lemes Kono Chatzos, Lo Igzi Lepischa Chale Le Aninus. And once Chale Aninus, what do we say? That you're stuck, can't eat the Korban Pesach. Hocha, I mean, here we say, Osi Yisad Rabbim V'Dochei Yisad Yochid, I feel the Meikara. Shema Mino, Kuli Shal Devrayim, let me Devrayim Esi Yochid Mokom Devrabim. Nu, what will the Gaonim do with this Gemara? The Gemara says that if it would be a Doraisa, Rabbon Sai, Yontif wouldn't knock it off. And how the Gaonim say that Yontif does knock off Avelis Remission. If it knocks up a veilus remission, should knock out Aninus remission. It's the difference. He never answered this question. Says Rabbi Shavel, page Reish test, this you don't have. Uvahamek Shela, Tesvav O Zion, the Netziv gives a teretz. He says, look, Achilas Kochim Baninus, also below Sasei. Lo chalti be'oni mimeni, says the Maaser Sheni, and kochim is a kal v'chom and yevamis. Chalti chatnas hayom, simchas yiram shachanukas hamizbeach. El deshani achilas kochim shi belav. Oh, the old of Avelis is the horizon. Afal pikein esed yiram knocks it off. Aye, why is it knock off the Easter of an onion eating from kochim? That's a lav. Moyerdik has the Netziv against the Ramban. Ramban blind by Akash against the Gaonim. I know the Netziv or the Shiltas. I'm here to defend the Gaonim. Distinguish between a say and a laugh. Moyerdik. Here's Rabbi Shavel. What? That doesn't apply in all situations. It's a lengthy discussion when we would say what we wouldn't say. Okay? Let me read you as follows. Oh, but if it's just an assay, even if it's Doraisa, assay deram dochila. Svi, simchas vereyas biyomtev, shimin haTorah. That's what we said before. Dafka simchas yomtev shuba assay, mahani litchos drom shibitzina, gamkein. As opposed to Shabbos, we're not discussing Shabbos now. If to be Avelis for Shabbos, nikbar de any Yehudi, onis yashim the kovro, chalal of assay de Avelis bitzina, min haTorah. Vin esse de onek sosel esse zu. Whereas on Yom Tov, either it wouldn't be chal at all, according to Gisus Rambam, v'ataisvus, or it would be the Rabbanon, as we said earlier. This is what Rabbi Shavel quotes over here from the Netziv. Very nice, very nice, very nice. This being the case, we get the following suggestion. The question we started the shiur was, what's the clash between Avelis and Simchas Yom Tov? So we first said it was Belev, then we said maybe even Bepol, and the following suggestion. The Ramban seems to hold, as a Chiddush Nifla, there may be a Chiyuv Lechol Basar Bizman Azeh. But the Gemara says in Pesachim, the simple read, is that Bizman Abayis is Korban Shlomen, and Bizman Azeh is Yayin. Yayin. The Ramban throws in Basar too, Bizman Azeh. The Rit from the Ranu, from the Ramban school, says something similar in Masechta Sukkah. And the Rambam said earlier, we mentioned it last week, has an amazing, amazing chiddush. He seemed to say that the Easter of Basar before the Kvura, according to the Gaonim, is not merely a Shemi Moshech, as we saw in Tosfos. No, it's an Easter of acute Avelis. Comes out that the Essay the Rambam of Achilas Basar Chulin is Docha, the Essay the Yachid, to stay away from Basar Chulin on the day in which the person died on Yontif. That could be another way that we can explain the clash, according to the Ramban, between mitzvah of Simchas Yomtif and the mitzvah, we'll call it, of Avelos. Ad kan the Ramban, I can't spend any more time. Now to the Mishkanes Yaakov. The Mishkanes Yaakov took sides, as he often does. He's not afraid to take sides in Machloks and in the Gedolei Olam. Yeah, and that's how he writes, you know, he writes, many of it's like the Shakasari style. Shiloh style. No one asked him to Shiloh. Is Avelis Doraisa the Rabbonah? That's how he goes. Towards the very end of Mishkanes Yaakov, Simon Ayin Hay. I'll show you on the screen in a minute. Shiloh. B'din Avelis. If Yeshu Ikim in that Torah, oh, the guy may be Divrei Sof. Every Barbe Rav knows, by now you'll certainly know, there's a machlokes between the Gaonim on the one hand and the Rambam on the other hand. Gunram on the one hand, and Tos and probably the Ramban at the end of the day on the other hand, although the Torah didn't fully understand it that way. Good, okay, fine. So the Machlokes Gedolei Olam Mishonu Kadmonius. Nonetheless, the Mishkan said, I'll try my hand at this one. He's not afraid to have a zero based analysis. And, you know, Mishkan Yaakov takes stands, you know, on very basic things. What? What's with this? There's no Mishkan Yaakov in this parallel. We had this once before. Oh my goodness. Okay, Torah Shabbat Peh. We complained to the rabbis, to Rabbi Bar Ilan, to put a Mishkan Yaakov on. It's outrageous. Okay, Simon Ayin Hey, I'll give you some of the highlights so I can show it to you inside. He proves it the following. It's the opening paragraph. What was left on the board from last week, I think that's it. Yes. Let's get out of here. What? No. I'm just trying to get out. No. How to get out of this?
Just go back to the previous paragraph.
This?
Yeah.
Oh, we're here. Okay. So we had the Gemara. I need a slat as the Rabbonon. And that's why Rabbi Gamliel washed the night after he lost a relative, right? His wife died. It's a Simon Ayin Hay and Yoredeh.
Okay.
So he washed that night. Why? Because Anina Slatas de Rabbonah. So we saw the Tosfos. Yeah, Tosfos here too. Yeah. Look at that. Get out of here this way. Oh, this is going to work. No. Keep trying to get out. I don't know what's wrong with me here today. Give me all kinds of sorrows here. Oh. Elon is on the bus of Yayin. Says to us the Yechidish. He is the David the Rice, the Gabi Meiser, Gabi Shadvorm, the Rabbon, and now we have the Mixa, the Chotik, and the Rice of Tigger. He is so good on the Tosis. Had it been the Rice of anything, it would be Machmir, even for the Kain the Rice. Says the Mishkan Yaakov, I have a Tzorach Ian Godel against his Tosis. Not a Stam Tzorach Ian, a Tzorach Ian Godel. He calls it a Kusha Atsuma. A kusha atzuma. First paragraph. What's a kusha atzuma? Yom Kippur yochiach. The aser becomes dvarim in Torah. Certainly can't eat, you can't drink, etc., etc. Va'afilu hachi. But also nisur in the rabbanan. Gon rechitza v'sicha. Sharina le'istinis. Mi sheyesh achatot v'rosho. As the Russian Tosfos quote over there in Brochus. V'lama nachmir tvei be'isur avelus derabonon. When it comes to Yom Kippur, even though it's ikra d'oraisa, we're made up by the rabbonos by istinus. So why by avelus, even though it's ikra d'oraisa, through aninus, should we not be made up by istinus? Must be the golem of right is really d'oraisa mamish, and therefore aninus laila is the rabbonon. But Anina Siyom Avila Siyom is the Raisa Mamish. Zu Kusha Atsuma, al divrei Tosfos v'Rosh. A kushya atzuma. That's a kushya atzuma. Kushya atzuma. I'm going to give you a chiddush to answer the Tosfos. Rabosai, I'm going to give you a chiddush. The premise is incorrect. The premise is incorrect. Yom Kippur is assuming we have leniencies for istinus. That's his assumption. Is it really true? Take a look at Hilchos Yom Kippur. Let's look at Hilchos Yom Kippur and see if it's true. Hilchos Yom Kippur. So in Hilchos Yom Kippur, Rabbi Osai, you take a look and see what the status is. Read what it says. Mishu isnis v'indaitam yusheva solav hachi ganev ponim b'mayim mutter. Says the Ramon, no. V'nogu b'zeh l'hachmir. The Ramon denies it. It's not true. You want to say al derech ha-pilpul, we can make the following comment. If this is the kushya atzuma, which compels one to hold that avelis is the oraisa, that's what Mishnas Yaakov said, so it's very nice to shitasa. The mechaber who holds in the kushya atzuma because he's matir istis on Yom Kippur, he taka holds the avelis is the oraisa. And the Ramah, who denies the Mishnas Yaakov's premise in the kushya atzuma, he holds avelis is the rabbanan, as we saw last week in Shin Sadi Ches, Shin Sadi Tes. That's a shtickle of pilpul. In any event, what about chatotin berosho? That's often in Yerushalmi. Can't deny that. What's the shot over there? Okay. Avalim chole afil einbo sakana osheisho chatotin berosho is mutter. So the Mishnas Yaakov, in his sleight of hand, if you will, said that's Mishum Istinus. No. It's not Mishum Istinus. No. As a matter of fact, Osul Losuch Afilu Ein El Lahaber Azuma. It's not Shultanik. Sicha She'en Shultanik is Osir on Yom Kippur. And I told you I think it's Osir on Tisha B'Av too. That's why I came out against the odorants. Mutter b'avelus and osir b'tishah, the opposite of Rabbi Felder. I want to do the opposite in both ways. In any event, so he's suggesting, so what's chatotin b'rosho? That's something totally different. Different completely. Yeah. Pshat is as follows. Pshat is that chatotin b'rosho is a separate category. It's not istness. It's like sickness. That's nothing to do with anything. It's a sickness. True, the rush here in my cotton seems to put the two of them together. So it's a bit of a tzarachim, but we can answer the question by making this distinction, which seems to be clear from many authorities. Heinish sicha shena shotanag is asur, and chatat leberosho is mut. Vaita. He goes on and says, "I bring you a raya." This is back to the Mishnas Yaakov. After the kushya tzuma in paragraph number one. He goes further and says, no. It has to be the rice of paragraph number two. You see that Simchas Aregel Babos of Yain of Yosef, Simchas Halev, he emits the same in our Torah. And when it comes to the Iker of the Yisr Kotchim Asasheni, it's not a Litvish Yisr. No. L'chalti be'oni mimenu. V'samachta b'chalatov v'kurim is also going to one opinion. Shmaya kolponim mitzvah and atoral lios libo dava olav shazel l'shon onen kiureishis ono mishal libo dava olav prata nefalim v'nitla lidachas mesimchas aregel v'lachain we say ein aninus ele b'leiv. So you can't tell me Tosfos everything is the rabbonim. There's something or other at least on the level of the oraisa. The way we said last week, Tosfos will agree with the Mishnas Yaakov. Remember the Tosfos had a lashon in Moed Katan. Guf Avelis. That's the Tosfos right over here on this sugya. Yudal Amid Beis. What did Tosfos say? At least in the first teretz. Taisa said, is it here? Where is it? Guf Avelis is the Raisa. So Tosis will agree. Will agree. Beferish. Guf Avelis is the Raisa. So Tosis agrees. Even the second day in Tosis. What's the second day in Tosis? Simchas Aregel Nani de Rabbonon. V'samachta Hainu B'shamei Simcha. So it's all the Rabbonon nowadays, Tosis says, against the Rambam. Right? Simchas Yontif is the Rabbonon and Avelis is the Rabbonon. Yes. That means what we can suggest. That means that Avelis B'Poel. And Tosis in the second Teretz, we're talking about Avelis B'Poel. Don't hack with Guf Avelis B'Lei. We're talking about B'Poel. But they would agree with the Mishkanes Yaakov's premise that it's Avelis B'Lei. It's interesting, Rabbi Osai. There's another Raya. Avelis, your mission is the Rabbanon, the Rosh brings a Raya, because Simchas Nishta the Chupa, which is Midrabbanon, is Doche. That's the sugi you started learning in the Rambam Kamas about famous sugi and ksubas. Says the Mishkanes Yaakov, sorry, you're incorrect. The Rosh brings a Raya from Simchas Chosin. He says, no, Simchas Chosin is Doraisa. Yeah. Simcha, this is the third paragraph. I'm giving you the order. You can look up later on. Simchas Chosin is Doraisa. Where do you see that Simchas Chosin is Doraisa? He proves it. Moed Cotton, open up to Moed Cotton, please. That Zion Amid Beis. Famous Gemara. World famous Gemara. Rashi quotes in a Chumash a few weeks ago we had in the Parsha Shavua. On Zion Amid Beis. Uviyom he rose baboso chayitma. Yesh yomim shiata robo, yesh yomim shiata robo. Mikan amuchosin shinola bonega, nos no zain yemea mishte, lo le base luxus. Hey! So didn't the rice about Rias Nagoy? Beyond that, the next daf, ches amid base. Why can't you get married in Yontif? Visamachta bichagecha, bichagecha, velo bi yishtecha. Can't get married on Yom Tov, din Doraisa. If you look at Tosfos B'Chagecha, Ika Drasha, V'lo Asmakta. He quotes Ben Chagiga Daf Ches. It's a din Doraisa. A din Doraisa. Knew what will Tosfos do with this? Tosfos will say, no, wait a second. If you look at Tosfos over here, a different Shita. V'sha Ein Ma'arvin Simcha B'Simcha. Malish Vuazos. Okay. Shlomo HaMelech. Yerushalmi, Chavilas, the bina sheliba pony le mitzvah achas lo yifna atzei mena. Lechein simcha b'simcha yeliba pony b'simcha. So Tosfos can say that's the pshat over there. Din simchas chosin is minator only b'leiv, pony b'leiv, not in practicality. And they will matter the chosin to do. Knocked that Avelis B'Poel. B'Poel, he's allowed to, right? That's what the Rosh put a Raya. They said that the Simchas Mishta knocks out Avelis B'Poel Mamish, Bo'ol B'Lis Mitzvah, and the whole story. And Noah Shivas Tamei Mishta V'Chakach Shivas Tamei Avelis, knocked out even the first day Avelis B'Poel Mamish. It also says, you see from there, the whole thing is the Rabbanah. Finally, the Mishkanes Yaakov brings a Raya, and those who want to look it up in the pages that we have, it's the very end of this same page, it's page 8, Tzadi Aleph, in our print, the last line. V'yod mashma mehod darshina da oval ein mishaleh korbanosov midichsiv shlomim shu shalem v'lok shu onen v'akochok the mitzvah lios onen. So you see, from here, it's a din doraisa. Open up to the Gemara, please. Test Vav Amud Beis and Mesechta Moed Kup. Test Vav Amud Beis and Mesechta Moed Kup. End of the daf. Ovel Enem Shalech Rabbanos. The Tanya. Rabbi Shimon Omer. Shlomim Bizman Shu Sholem V'lo Bizman Shu Onem. You see, it's a din Doraisa. It's a practical case. Okay. Now, what do you see here? Look at this. Ovel Enem Shalech Rabbanosov. Titania V'lo Bizman Shu Onem. How can Tos and the Rosh keep hacking? Aninus, Aninus, Lechud, Vavelus, Lechud, Osav, Zem, Mutab, Zem. It's against the Gemara. What's the Rosh going to do with this? So let's take a look, Rabbi Osai, here. On this daf in Masechta Moed Katan, see what it says. Tosis Rid. Ovel Eina Meshaleach Kaban Osov. Okay? Pirish. Watch this now. Look very, very carefully. Look very carefully. Watch what it says. Pirush. Lav kol shiva simea velusu as lak of carbon. Adadaf kshu one the hainu. Yom amisa. Avalo shara yomim. Dimidorais avi one. Ela bi yom amisa. Dechsiva chrisik yomar. Vizvachim. Yom kfu avi one. Midrabona. Venemavi carbon. Venemavi mesel mes bi yom rishin. Lo nikbar. Ela bi yom sheni. Yom kfu avi one. Midrabona. And they made the carbon. Daf Yom Kvura. Okay? So writes the Tosis Rid. That's what the Tosis Rid says. But otherwise, it's Mutim Midrabanan. The Rambam says no. Where's the Rambam? Oh, I gotta find the Rambam. Where's the Rambam? It's very important that Rabbi always said, where did the Rambam write it? It's not just what he said, but where he said it. Hilchas Bias Mikdash. Ooh. Bias Mikdash. Ha'ovel Eina Meshaleach Kaban Osav Kol Shiva. Kol Shiva. Wait a minute. The Rambam himself said he's the one who said that Venus is the Raisa, but only one day. But what's going on over here? Why should it be Kol Shiva? And he has, he throws in, you know, the this whole sugya in Ovel, you ever see this? You ever look at this one? Then that's Ovel, then that's Mitzorah and Menuda, right? I don't know if you saw the sugya yet. 10 different cases. Ovel this, but Mitzorah Mao, Menuda Mao, that's so. So he throws it in here too. Mitzorah no. Menuda's a suffix, as the Gemara says. The Fichach and Mikrivu Olav Nirza, when it comes to a Menuda, because it's only a suffix. That's what it says. Fine. Interesting, by our Ovel, this is no nirtza. Must be a din daraisa, right? Lo nirtza. Frek the minchas chinuch. See if I can find it for you, because it's hard to find things in minchas chinuch sometimes. Okay, getting close. Oh, Sorachian, the Aram. You gotta love the Rosh Hatavis. You know, the Barilan didn't have the Aram Pab Mabum Gibyum Aram Bam Perik Beis Milchus Bias Migdash Alach Yiral of Kosov. The Ovel Onein Eina Meshekom is called Shiva. He passes himself Dafka Velas Yom Rishim in HaTorah Lama Yishak Korban Osu called Shiva Yomim. And don't tell me with the Rabbanon. No, he says Menudah Lo Yishak Korban the Yevon Nirtza Korban Zaman Dima Korban after the Yevon Lo Nirtza Mizor Raisu Lama Yishak Min HaTorah Kem Adena Ovel Min HaTorah L'Kalach Yom Rishim HaKesef Mishnah Herab Mokom L'Tol Sefta V'yanti Sham Koloshin Hazeh. True. So he wants to say, well, after the Tosefta Sphere Davidas called Shivim and Atorah. The Epsha there are Vos Shevi Riff we saw last week, the called Shivim and Atorah, Yotzam Yat Tosefta Zu. That's a Rambam. Any Odea Loma, Lo Yishtak Kabanos of Techab Yom Beis. Ulamasha Kazafti, the Tosefta Sphere Kadach Avusa, that's 7 days of Vels Tarvaisa, Tzarech Yinel Rishonim, the Pesuk below Kavah say, after the Rift Chol, the highest world, me Ashas Tilan, I'm the Brochus. Of his Rabbi Seino, Tzarefatim, Hasovim, the Lech Avelis, Klamon HaTorah, Malkan Yil Kochim, Lil Meiser, Yom Mishin, Vidavah Zeh, Yinel Mishalek Kovanosov, who Gamke, Mitidim, Yidin, Kochim, came the Vada Lo Shamanu Zayin Yomim, Rak Yom Echad, and can hate you find us with those seven sons with Tzarech Yin. Tzarechim. Mechasid ends up with a tzarechim. Okay, a tzarechim. Here's the var Rabosai. It's not a din in Hilchos Avelis. It's a din in Hilchos Bias Mikdash. It's derived from Xeris Akosuf. We saw Shlomim, Bizman Shu Sholem, Velo Bizman Shu Onem, Inin Shebelev. And this Inin Shebelev applies for 7 days for an Ovel. Just as it applies, as we saw in Mishnas Yaakov, for 7 days of a chosen. And if I thought of this on my own, and guess where I found it? I'll show it to you. This is Mamish Nis Yisov. Mamish Nis Yisov. Of course, it's going to slug up the Rav of the Mishnas Yaakov, you understand very well. Where we have a first among the five, probably. Brother we have. You see, it's not fair. They have one brother or the other. The Karenora they have, and the Mishnah Siakam, his older brother, they don't have. That's not right. But we can do what we do. Okay, so the Karenora and Ataf, Mesechta Moed Katan, is exactly what I said. Ooh. Oh, watch this. A bunch of kashas. Oh, watch this. He says, Male Shuas Os. Different person. We don't want to love him. We don't want to love him too much. Okay. He says, I can't find what I'm looking for. Oh. What's that? Sinuchas chasm? If we chuyah besinuchah min haTorah or not? He's not sure. It's Ksuba Zav Gimel. We know that we saw before. Right? His own brother spoke about it and said it was a Daraisa. Yom Eros, boy, brings the same Raya from that Zayin Amud Beis. Oh. Yom Mishnah is a Daraisa. Here we go. Kol Hani Gimel Shvios Yomim Zayin Yemei HaRegel V'Zayin Yemei HaMishnah V'Zayin Yemei HaEvel Kulu charan pilu, tlomot sidem and mitzvim of fureshes patora, ala michlal amikrol shaminelu the royal asses came. V'yotze michlal mitzvah satora of fureshes v'ad shaminel the rabbanim lo bo. It's in between. Kevan shemet sidem and harim mikrol asher yilamdun the smoch bazeh the hepek bazeh. That's what he's saying over here. He brings rias many rias. Malish shuazos v'yast of evil shivas yomim. All these things are. That's pshat, Rabosai. That's why an oval is not able to give Pimishaleach Korbanosov called Shiva. Again, there's no Avelis proper for 7 days, but there's something there. I don't know if he quotes that Raya directly in the Karanora, but that's the Nakuda. These 7 days, yeah, Loma Rabbanalachud, Loma Furish B'Torah, he calls it Esse the Yachid, Ke'en Shel Torah. He doesn't quote. But it fits in well according to this Nakuda. His answer to Minchas Chinas Kasha. Shua Avel is only 1 day. But the shame Ovel extends for 7 days. Came there really. Just to conclude, before I want to start some Minchas Aninas, it says in Poskim, in Yoredeya, it says, if someone dies, you don't have to tell the Ovel. Doesn't no one heard him. It's not an aveira. Why? I'll tell you why. It's aveira shebelev. If he doesn't know about it, it's not chal. No. Guy doesn't know it's Shabbos, don't tell him. Why no? Shabbos is Shabbos is Shabbos. He doesn't know if he doesn't know that the person died, it doesn't begin. I'm wondering, what about Kachim Maaser Sheni? Someone's relative died. You know he doesn't know and he's eating Kachim Maaser if they have to stop him or not. They quote the Achronim have a suffix about it. Some say you don't have to tell him. Again, it could be because of belief. Atkan, we finished my introduction. Let's now discuss a little bit about Nina's Halacha L'Maaser Mamash. And the way to discuss this is by seeing a Sugi Masechta Brachos on the Maamar Makomis. If you don't have Brachos in front of you, I'll just put the main Tosis, which we're going to be spending a lot of time on today and tomorrow. Tomorrow we're giving Thursday schedule. 11:15 Shia. I'm sorry for Wednesday is Yom Yerushalayim. We're giving Shia after the Suda. I'm the speaker. I know I can be Makatsu. So I hope they'll let me speak on time. I can't be Makatsu before I start. That I'm not able to do. But hopefully we get back here in time for the Shia on Wednesday. Thursday will still see what's up in the air. Let's get to the Tosis in Masechta Brachos. Dr. Zayn? Yeah. Watch this. Beinam avarech. It's a Mishnah in Brachas. If you own it, Mishamel Lufan does not make a brach. Pir Shvashe in a Zachu Lavarech. Mashim Mitoch Perusho. Shimrotza Lavarech Rashoi. Mi Yib Yushalmi Kamar. Imrotza Lachma Ein Shomalo. Lekach Nira Loma Ein Avarech Ein Avarech Ein Avarech. Umefarash Bi Yushalmi Lama, two reasons. Number one, comma, ne kvoda shomeis. Number two, ne she eila mish yisim aso. Follow? Because the kvoda shomeis, that's reason number one. Or eila mish yisim aso, that's reason number two. Everyone got it so far? It's very, very important to keep track of what's happening over here. Frek de Rishalmi. Vatanya potem in the tilas lulav. That's the Rishalmi. Potter minatilas lulav. Okay. Says Tosis, the Kosaka Daita, the Marbi Yomtiv, Ubo Eno Torah Lisa Maso, Umishani, says Yerushalmi, Tiposa Bechol, Pirish Becholo Shalmoid. It's very important, you have to notice Yerushalmi inside out, because otherwise you're not going to be able to follow what's going on over here. You got it so far? Unfortunately, it spans two pages. I have to turn to the next page to show you. Everyone memorize this so far? Alright, the two reasons given why it's usher. Okay? Two reasons. And the Gemara wants to know Netilas Lulav, Yontif, there's no Yisra Maso. So it has to be because of what? Kol HaMeis? No! It's Chol HaMoed. And Chol HaMoed is Maso also. Right? Good. Continues Tosfos in the next. Number Aleph there, the same Tosfos. Vatanya potem et kias shofar east on the name of Bechol. Is there Chol HaMoed Rosh Hashanah? Pidmiya? I don't know, maybe someone will try to. Umishani, Omra Mechanina, Mikavan Shuzokik Lahochin Laoran Vetachwichin Kedetnan, Shabbos Kufnan Aleph, Machshichin Alatchum, Lav Laoran Vetachwichin, Kemo Shunose Maso Domi. So it says in Shabbos, if it gets close to dark, you can go to the Trum to prepare to get the Oren and Tachrif. Alma Mashmud Shabbos Yom Tovim. Eino Rashoy Levarech Ulispalel. The Torah Lahach Shadol Al Trum, Lavi Oren and Tachrifin. The Kashim is safer. The Katani B'Shabbos Mavarach and Olav and Mazanim Olav. The Chain Tanya Abibi Yushalmi itself, not in the Bavli. I'm Rabbi Nuchol. So how do you get out of this? Two ways out. Omari, the plea of the ratio of Sami Mishal. And the Bab is like one half. Rabbi Nisano, but no. Efshad Yashu. The Vada Im Dato Lahakshagalat Chum. Oz yesh lanu lo ma de tar la hachshich. Vein lo vashar lo vach. Aber b'seif amayim b'shem da ha hachshich l'tchu. Says Tosfos, catch this now. This all is working with Yisra Maso. Mi hu hai taima lo shayach l'tama de b'shem kvodo. Stop right here. This is as far as I want to quote from the Yerushalm. Tosfos and Yerushalm. Are both everybody with me so far? I can't expect you to memorize it, but we got a nice chunk of Tosfos. How do we pass on the halacha l'maisa? I'm going to read it to you from the Shulchan Aruch. We have to get a few things off here over here. Read the Shulchan Aruch and see what he says. The Shulchan Aruch is in two places. It's in Aruch Chaim as well as in Yoredeya. We'll do Aruch Chaim first. Aruch Chaim comes before Yoredeya. Halacha l'maisa. Now we're starting to halacha l'maisa. Until now we've sort of been floating. It's all, as we shall see, relevant. What it says. Right? Yerushalmi, right? The Farish. Ain mochin biyado. We don't stop him. We don't stop him. Why? Why? See what the Vilna Gaon says. You shall me. In Rotach Manatso, ain't Shomolo. Nek photo Shomes. What's an afkamina? Had me shemaso. Ain't ta he quotes Yisham when I told us quoted. Ain't tame of make photo show maze also. He told him she in the mishmaso. But you should shemaso. I lulav chol shofar chol yontif. Talk of takrichim. Kitanina and tamar machina tchun the fakev rule. Kimishu no semaso dummy. Two yard edition of Allah Postakatam, make photo. And if it's nekvodo, gentlemen, then there's no, we can never let him do it. Hagos maimene yumorachai kosav shem rav yo, kevin lo ivshito sveket rabonini, ein mochen biyodom. Since it's an unresolved question in the Yerushalmi, and the worst avera of doing a mitzvah when you're in a state of aninus is the rabonon, so therefore what? Ein mochen biyodom. Ein Mochin biyado. Rabosai. The Chazon Ish writes, and you look it up in Siman Tezvav in Aruch Chaim Sifkot Gimel. I quote it: Hanira de Birushalmi Misafkalu im Yesh lo Mishisa Maso Ye Chayor b'chol haMitzvus. V'lo sherashoy lehachmir olov. How do you know? Kidemuchach meha the poshit minitzilas lula vatkiya shofar the gotani potur. What's the kasha? It says over here, potur minitzilas lula. We're not discussing potur at all. We're discussing was it an Easter or no Easter? What's with potur? It's a gevaldig kasha he's asking. If the whole discussion in the Yerushalmi is what's the reason of the Easter, you can't be any questions of potur. What does potur mean? Potur is irrelevant. It's Chazon Ish. You see, no, according to the tzad of Masol, if someone is there else to take care of it, you are chayev. And then from the fact that you're potter from lulav and shofar, what does it prove? That the is what? Kvod HaShemes. Had it been Yisra Masol, not only would there be no is, there'd be no ptur. Oy bazoy, the psak of the Shulchan Aruch is very difficult. It's an ibayid law of Shita, right? Until now, we said, what's the ibayid law of Shita as the Vilna Gaon presented it? Is there an Isser or is there no Isser? But it's certainly going to be Pater. We understand very well. You tell me you shouldn't do it. If you do it, I'm not going to stop you. I'm not going to tell you to do it. That's for sure. But if the Chazanish is correct, that according to one side of Yisra Masol, not only is it no Isser, is a Chiyuv. You have a Chiyuv Doraisa, and worst case, an Isser Derabbanan, and it's the ibayid law of Yishita. We should tell him to do it. We should tell him to do it. Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Who has this kasha? I asked the kasha in this case. I found a stei chemed. Is stei chemed on Bar Ilan? No. Okay. Look it up in Aninus Simen Chof. Ask a similar question. But to answer this question, I want to give the following yisod. Another Yerushalm. Watch. Potter Mikriyashva. Yerushalmi Mepharash Tam. Amar Abun Ksiv. Leman Tisker. Es Yom Tes. Vatam Koy Mechayecha. Koy Mechayecha. Yom Shata Osik Bechayim. Lob Yom Shata Osik Bemesim. It's my Chiddush, Rabbi Osai. This is an absolute tour. Has nothing to do with the Yisr. The Issa could be one of two reasons. Yisra Masol, Kvod HaShemes. But it's an absolute tour. An absolute tour. That's it. Finished. You're putter. Even if at that moment you're not an Osik B'Mitzvah, right? Rashi Osik B'Mitzvah. Even if you're not busy at that moment, Rabbo says as follows. I'm making the following suggestion against the Chazanish. Mish Mimesa Mutal Lefona of Rabbo say, even if Yesh Mish Yisra Masol, it's Potter for sure. Why? It's Yomim Shata Osik B'Mesim, not B'Chayim. Frank the Chazanish, Rebbeinu Shel Olam, then what's the Gemara Yishalmi's Raya, Rabbi Osai, from the fact that you're Potter from Shofar and Lulav? You're Potter for sure. You're Potter for sure. Nothing to do with Kvod HaShemes, nothing to do with Yisra Masol. It's because of the Gzeras, the Kosel of Chaim and Mesim. That's the Chazanish's proof. We're stuck. Here's my answer. I have to end with this. This is true only in weekdays. The Yerushalmi here is only in weekdays. A Yom Chol is labeled as a Yom Shat Oskim B'Mesim. Shabbos and Yontif are Asum B'Malacha, cannot be characterized as Yom Shat Oskim B'Mesim. Impossible. So you cannot explain the Brice of Potter Mishofar based on this drasha of Kol Yomei Chayecha. And you can't explain it based upon Ein L'Misa Maso, because no Masa B'Yomtev. So there's only one possible reason for the Ptur and the Yisra. What's that? Kvod HaShemes. If this is right, Rabbi Osai, it comes out as follows. On a Yom Chol, you're certainly Potter B'Mesa Mutal Lefonov, even if Yesh L'Misa Maso, because of this Yishalmi, Molo Osim HaShem Mesa. The whole Shaila in the Yishalmi is, is there an Isser or is not an Isser? Why? Because of Kovod HaMeis, Yisra Masol, and that is unresolved. And for that reason, says the Shulchan Aruch, don't do it. If you do it, we're not going to stop you. We're not going to tell you to do it because it's certainly a Ptur. But on Shabbos and then Yontif, there is no Ptur of Yom HaShat Osim HaMeis. Then it's double or nothing. Either it's Usser, or if not Usser, it's going to be what? It's going to be Chayef. There is no Ptur. So the fact that you putter on Tchiyas Shofar, right, that's going to indicate that in fact it is Usser, because it's double or nothing on Shabbos and Yontif. That's my teretz to discussion. I think it's a very nice teretz. Tomorrow we're going to go weiter in Hilchos Aninas and Mishim Yisim with Lefonim with Siyata Deshmai. Yeah, it should be either bring a Gemara brachas or we'll use it on the screen. Again, so tomorrow 11:15, it's out of the Shmai.